SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump is once again giving Hamas an ultimatum. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said that the Israel-Hamas ceasefire agreement should be canceled if Hamas doesn't release all remaining hostages by this weekend.
Saturday at 12 o'clock, and after that, I would say, all hell is going to break out.
The president said he was speaking for himself and that such a decision would be up to Israel. But he warned the terrorist group, saying Hamas will find out what I mean. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Staffers at the nation's cybersecurity agency, whose job it is to ensure the security of U.S. elections, have been placed on administrative leave.
17 employees of the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, who worked with election officials to provide support on a range of threats, from cyber and ransomware attacks to physical security of election workers, have been placed on leave. 10 of those employees are regional election security specialists hired ahead of the 2024 election. Others are current or former members of the agency's election security and resilience team, who were told that the review was looking into agency efforts to combat disinformation and misinformation campaigns. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Justice Department has ordered federal prosecutors to drop corruption charges against New York Mayor Eric Adams and halt the ongoing investigation. It says the case was interfering with the mayor's ability to aid the president's crackdown on illegal immigration. The development comes after months of speculation that Trump would take steps to end the case against Adams. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 167 points. This is SRN News. President Trump adds another clergyman to his cabinet.
Scott Turner has been confirmed as the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He's an associate pastor at the Prestonwood Baptist Megachurch in Plano, Texas. Doug Collins, who was also a pastor and Air Force chaplain earlier in his career, has been installed as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. The president's new ambassador to Israel is Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas and another ordained minister. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Education Department is investigating potential civil rights violations at two universities and a high school sports league that allowed men to compete on women's teams. The department's opening reviews at San Jose State University, the University of Pennsylvania, and the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. The action comes shortly after President Trump signed an executive order intended to ban males from competing against females. This is SRN News. Recent aviation disasters and close calls definitely have people worried about the safety of flying.
Statistics suggest such concerns are unfounded. The National Safety Council estimates that Americans have a 1 in 93 chance of dying in a motor vehicle crash, while deaths on airplanes are too rare to even calculate the odds. Figures from the U.S. Department of Transportation tell a similar story. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says flying is far safer than traveling in a car or by train. Duffy calls air travel the safest mode of transportation. Rich Thomason reporting.
And yet another accident this afternoon. At least one person died and others were injured when private jets collided at the Scottsdale Airport in Arizona. A private jet veered off the runway and crashed into another private jet. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.